Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up to me and asked me what the time was. That was on my
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. Lots of stuff there you can read, listen to, or watch at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Sam Norwood is our guest. Sam is a longtime member of our Brainhurst, more than a dozen years, the senior partner with Tatum LLC, the guy who produces the Tatum survey every month, and we become the happy beneficiaries of this outstanding report of what managers all across the country, hundreds of managers of businesses, are saying about the economy. Sam, you just gave us a good overall report of the general business conditions in the last segment, and I want you to get into some of the line items. Back orders, order backlogs, I guess, as you call them, the sales pipeline, as I call it, how's it looking?
Well, that is the least positive of our indicators. The order backlogs, orders on hand that have not yet been delivered, were down some last month. I think that is largely because deliveries for the holiday season, and are flat for the outlook for the next 60 days. So there's some seasonality in that. There also could be, this this inventory building that happened during the third quarter, some backlash, you might say, from that. Orders are maybe slower right now. So it's a good short-term indicator, but this is in contrast to virtually all our other indicators that are up, or at least up some, and our capital expenditures and employment are both very, very strong.
But I want to come back to Sam.
Or weak.
I want to land on this order backlog thing a minute. I'm a little confused about how. I mean, you know, and I both know that my excitement about when I get excited is when sales are up. And I don't get excited when I'm spending money necessarily or hiring people. I get excited when sales are up. So if order backlogs are the weak link in this report, how can the indicator be up so much?
Very good question. And I think it's the answer to that is seasonality is the big part. That there's a lot of building of orders that come in and then get delivered in October for Christmas stocking in the stores and so forth. So I think this reflects more seasonality than anything in the front. But the fundamentals, and not all businesses work with backlogs. Retail, healthcare, all these don't have backlogs. And so the ones that do have backlogs are ones that get orders. They keep those orders until they can ship them, then they ship against the orders. And I think this is largely seasonal.
Sam, when I look at this, I'm trying to leverage this report beyond 60 days. I know your guys only look out 60 days.
Yeah.
When I look at the whole report as I see it right here, we're talking a minute about CapEx and employment, I kind of see these guys cheating on you a little bit and maybe projecting beyond 60 days. And if that's the case, then we might be looking at a good start in 2014. What do you think?
Right now, I think the momentum going into 2014 is going to be pretty strong.
I never have accused your guys of cheating on this report, but I think they might be anticipating a little bit here. What do you think?
Well, I can't comment. What goes on in their heads when they're answering our questionnaire? But we ask them, how's it look for 60 days, and whether it's 50 days or 90, it's hard to determine exactly. But we think that the outlook is much better than it was 30 days ago. And let me also point out that it is not necessarily a surge of good stuff. It is a decline of the bad stuff. And that is the driver here. We don't expect a surge in the economy, but we do think, based on this survey, that the good parts of our economic recovery are spreading wider to more companies and more industries and more regions.
And the deleveraging and washing through of the toxins of the 08-09 collapse. Those things, we're starting to wash those things through the system, as you say, and we're losing some of that baggage, aren't we?
I think we are, and there's some confidence that's been restored after finally Congress, for at least a while, has stopped its kabuki dance, and we at least have an interim period where things look in Washington like they're going to stay out of our way for a while.
Right.
Given the exception of dealing with the issues of Obamacare.
So capital expenditure commitments, both there, straight up.
That's
got to be good news for next year, Sam.
Well, it indicates to me that maybe this is catching up on deferred projects. It may be sort of a year-end kind of thing where let's do it and get it in this year so we don't have to budget for it next year. But also, I think it's a reflection of rising confidence about the future, and as reflected in our other indicators. CapEx is a good reflection of rising confidence.
Sam, I need the website, please.
The website, TatumLLC.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. You can find all the things that Tatum does. They've got their services include a senior CFO, chief financial officer, chief information officer that you can rent. You don't have to adopt them. You can rent them part time, and you can also find the survey there too. Quick break, 10 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.